You heard the cliche before that if you do not believe in yourself, how in the world do you expect someone else to believe in you? This video is going to encourage you, inspire you, and challenge you to believe in yourself. I'm so excited. You know we're not about the fluff. We're going to jump right into it. I have four pointed questions for you as it relates to believing in yourself. Listen, you gotta get this. And this is the thing about believing in yourself. We have to understand what knocks out our belief in ourselves. Man, this thing's been happening since we were born, where we experience failures, we get whoopings, we get in trouble for doing certain things, for thinking certain thoughts, we get questioned about the decisions, we're always told no like 90% of times. I think I've said that all wrong, but we've been told no a lot, okay? More than yes, right? And what happens is this chips away at our self-confidence and our self-belief as we grow up. And then we become adults after all the schooling, after all the limitations that has been put on our mind through the educational system. What happens, and even our home environments or our neighborhood environments or any environment that limit your thinking, that limit your belief in yourself, that hindered you from like believing whole hog, like I'm about to go get it, right? It doesn't matter where it is, you can locate that for your own life, okay? You can locate that for your own life, but what happens is we start not believing in ourselves, okay? We believe in ourselves, then we quit or we fade out or we give up, okay? This video right here is going to help you believe in yourself like never before. And if you're going to do anything substantial, if you're going to do anything that's going to impact somebody else's life, it takes an element consistently. It takes an element of belief in yourself. I'm sorry. You got to believe in yourself. Here we go. Let me get into my first one before I get there early, okay? All right, here we go. Believe in yourself. First, we're going to look at the test of belief. The test of belief. Now, I got this right up front, because if you don't get the test of belief, if you don't pass the test of belief, it's going to hurt your self-belief, okay? The question is, attached to the test of belief, the question is, can you believe it when no one else can? Whew. Can you believe it when no one else can? Can you believe in yourself when no one else believes in you? Can you believe in the dream or the vision when no one else believe in the dream or the vision? Can you believe in the change when no one else believe it or you can change? Can you believe when no one else will? And it's the test of belief. The reason why it's called the test of belief is because you really don't believe what you believe if you can't believe it all by yourself. Oh my goodness. If you need affirmation, if you need confirmation, if you need other people to tag on to your belief in order to believe it, that means you really don't believe it. So I need you, all right, to believe in yourself and pass the test when no one else believe in you. And this is a sweet thing about failure, mistakes, shortcomings. What happens is people start to lose confidence in you after multiple failures, after multiple disappointments, after multiple mess ups. People lose confidence in you. But even though people lose confidence in you, you got to have enough belief in yourself to say, even though I failed yesterday, even though I made a mistake last month, even though I messed up last year, even though I messed up over and over and over and over again, I'm gonna get back up and I'm gonna believe in me. You gotta believe in yourself. If you're gonna do anything substantial, you gotta believe in you. Okay? These questions are gonna help us believe in ourselves, because we gotta get this formula down. We gotta pass the test of belief. Like, do I believe it when no one else can? If not, you don't really believe it. Secondly, the timing of belief. We got to get this. The timing of belief. Can you believe it when it's needed most? Man, it's unrealistic, okay? At times, I think we, especially like I go into fantasy land sometimes. I'm a thinker, I'm a dreamer, okay? And listen, you're not going to believe in yourself every single moment, every single second, every single hour of the day. You're going to experience doubts. You're going to experience fears. You're going to experience, whoa, this is too big. This is too major. Can I pull it off? Can I do it? You're going to experience imposter syndrome. Do I belong here? You're going to experience these different emotions and thoughts and feelings based off how you were raised and the environments you've been in. These are normal feelings, especially when you're pursuing greatness, especially when you're pursuing a dream or a vision, especially when you're going after something bigger than yourself. You're going to experience this stuff. The question is, can you believe in yourself when you need it most? Yeah, I'm going to have some doubts. I'm going to have some fears. I'm going to have some questions. I'm going to have some things that come against me, and I don't know if I could climb this mountain ever if it's too big. But when it's time to put on the shoes, will I strap them up and believe in myself at the right time? It's the timing of belief. You don't need to believe in yourself when you're not accomplishing anything or going after anything or taking a nap or sitting on the couch chilling. You need that belief to be timed out, that I need to believe in myself when the chips is down, when it's in the fourth quarter, when it's late in the game. I need to believe in myself now. This is the time where I need to crank up the belief in myself and go after it whole hog. The timing of belief. All right. At the right time. Man, that's important. Right now, some of you, you're watching this video and it's the time for you to believe right now. At this very moment, you got the idea in your mind. You got the concept. You got the goal. You got the vision. You got the assignment that God has given you. You got the thing right there. And in order for it to get off the ground, in order for it to move, in order for you to take the next step, it takes extreme belief in yourself that I got what it takes and I got the value to do what I'm supposed to do. I believe in me. Come on. Somebody got to believe in you at the right time. Here we go. Thirdly, all right, it's the tool of belief. Man, this is huge. Can you use belief to your advantage? Now, all of us use belief, but the question is, can you use belief to your own advantage? A lot of times we use the tool of belief to our disadvantage by believing the negativity about our own selves. We believe the things that goes against our agenda, our assignment, our vision, and our goal. We believe those things, the negative things, the things that the criticism, the limiting mindsets that we have, the glass ceilings over our head. We start to believe in those things, and now you're using a tool of belief to your disadvantage. When really you can flip that thing and you can use the tool of belief to your advantage. How are you using belief in your everyday life? I don't know about you, this challenges me, because now I'm looking at belief as a tool. I'm looking at it as like, if I gotta believe something, I'm going to believe in the best outcome. If I just gotta believe something, I'm going to believe in the positive outcome. If I gotta believe something, I'm going to believe that I'm gonna be victorious and that I'm going to win. If I gotta believe something, by golly, I'm going to believe that I can do it, I can achieve it, I can impact, I can do whatever I set my mind to. I'm going to believe in that thing if I just gotta believe in something. Because whether you know it or not, you believe in something. The question is, does your belief system, is that your advantage or disadvantage? So if we're going to believe in ourselves and we're going to increase our belief, we got to use the tool of belief to our advantage. I need you real quick. I need you to take a soul check. Check your soul, okay? Self-assessment. How have you used the tool of belief as a disadvantage? Think about the negative thoughts in your mind. Think about the negative words or the nasty things that you wouldn't say to nobody else, but you say it to yourself. You say, I'm not good enough. I'm not great enough. I don't know enough. I don't got enough money. All those limiting beliefs is working against you. When we focus on what we don't have or who we are not, the belief system is working against us. But if we flip it and we focus on what we do have and who we are, the belief system is working for us now. Here we go. Last one, the trust of belief. Can you believe until it happens? Can you believe until it happens? The issue with belief is this, is that belief takes time. I know we live in a world where our attention spans are getting lower and lower, where things are happening at a rapid speed. But real results, true results, lasting results, they take time. And can you believe until it happens? So you got to believe in yourself. I will encourage you to go after it. Climb the mountain, move the mountain, break the mountain. But you got to believe in yourself. Get rid of the negative talk. You got to get rid of it. What you mean you're not good enough? Who told you that? You have value. When God created you, He created you with value. He created you good. He created you to impact the lives of other people. What you mean you're not good enough? He gave you gifts. He gave you talents. He gave you abilities. He gave you opportunity. He gave you time. God said, I've given you everything you need to do everything you need to do and to be everything you need to be. God gave it to you. What you mean you're not good enough? Yes, you are. You need to believe in you. And I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what everybody else thinks. I don't care about the negative comments. I really don't, y'all. I don't care about the peanut gallery. You better believe in you. Because somebody always got something to say. Somebody always going to talk about you. You might as well get that. You might as well get rid of that thought. I realize whether I post a video or not, somebody going to talk about me. Whether I make the money or not, somebody gonna talk about me. Whether I'm driving in a nice car or catching a bus, somebody gonna talk about me. It doesn't matter. You can't escape it. So guess what? Believe in yourself and walk through it. Man, you got this. I ain't got nothing else to say. Believe in yourself. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.